It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of Coloradans came out for a mass vaccination clinic at a Coors Field parking lot over the weekend. UC Health planned to vaccinate more than 10,000 people, 70 and older, against COVID-19. Spanish medical interpreter Lizeth Lubelski was volunteering Saturday to help patients who don't speak English.
Everybody's so excited to be here. The patients are like, thank you for being here. And I'm like, no, thank you. And it's just a loop of gratitude.
People who received the vaccination are scheduled to return for their second dose in 3 weeks. Renters in Colorado who need help paying the rent can now apply for aid directly online. CPR's Megan Verlee reports demand for the program is surging.
The state has been offering to help property owners and tenants since the pandemic started. But it's only been recently that renters could apply directly through the Department of Housing website, and the need is immense. In January, requests for help topped $42 million. That's more than the state paid out in all of last year. Colorado helped 16,000 households with rental assistance in 2020, and nearly that many have applied for help so far in 2021. The state says it's brought on a contractor to help get through all the applications. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Colorado State Patrol and Weld County Sheriff's Office made a big decision last year to put way more officers on rural roads. CPR's Allison Sherry reports that had a big impact.
Getting a traffic ticket is no fun, but it turns out when more people are stopped for speeding and running stop signs, fewer people die. Weld County Sheriff's deputies and state troopers flooded seven stretches of previously deadly rural highways in northern Colorado last year. The result? A 50% reduction in fatal crashes. Captain Ian Whittington of the State Patrol.
No one likes to get pulled over, I get that, but it does change driving behavior, and we look at it as though we saved lives.
Officials increased police contacts by 90%. And traffic citations by 120% in those areas compared to 2019. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
It's partly cloudy or mostly sunny across much of the state today. Highs along the Front Range will be close to 60 today and tomorrow, then cooler later in the week. This is CPR News.